I think it's about a week ago I was speaking to Teresa Jennings about her daughter Sinead, who was about to take part in that incredible event at the Olympic Games. And it wasn't to be in terms of medals, but what an achievement for Sinead Lynch, Sinead Jennings and Claire Lamb. Let's talk to Sinead because she's on her way home. She's actually at Amsterdam Airport at the moment. So, Sinead, you're nearly there.
Yeah, nearly there. Can't wait to get home to my girls now.
I'll bet you. Yeah. How are you feeling, Sinead?
Feeling absolutely brilliant. I actually had a really good flight on the home, on the flight from a really good sleep on the flight from Rio, so all refreshed. But yeah, I'm absolutely thrilled with our performance in Rio. It was an absolutely amazing experience, like, and we really did enjoy every minute of it.
I mean, we were watching it, obviously. It was very exciting. Your family home became the centre of the world during the final. And, you know, to get to see your family and to hear your mum last week and the pride and the love that they have for you and what you've done for Donegal as well. I mean, it's incredible.
Oh, I feel so honoured. I just couldn't believe the number of people that kind of turned out to watch our races and, like, all the messages and the feel-good spirit that was around the place. And I feel so honoured for that. And that would mean more to me than actually getting a medal, to be honest. Of course, it would have been absolutely fabulous to get the medal, but to see that support and people were telling me they, you know, they had so much fun and excitement. And if it brings people into rowing and women into sports as well, like, I'd really be absolutely delighted.
I mean, you're multi-talented. You know, we got to see you rowing, but your talents don't stop there. I mean, I was talking to your mother last week and she was telling me, you know, you were always, you know, that type of person. It's in the family, really, isn't it?
It is very much so. Like, Mum used to bring myself and Deirdre and Katrina swimming at 6 o'clock in the morning to Sully Fields, and we did community games. And I suppose that's what really got us started. And then in the school as well, we were very involved with sports. And Carmel Kelly, the PE teacher there, you know, if you wanted to be in the basketball team, she also insisted on you running cross country. So that kind of got us into the running as well. And then with the athletics club in Letterkenny and the Chilconnell Cycling Club, you know, we were kind of involved in a lot. Our dad used to bring us out cycling with him, and, you know, it wasn't very, you know, we would draft in behind him and he would turn around and ask you, are you okay? But it didn't really matter whether you were okay or not, because he was going to keep going at the same speed. So we got pretty good at drafting so that we didn't get dropped. But yeah, we had lots of fun going to triathlons as a family when we were younger, and it really is kind of part of our identity, really, as the Jennings family.
Well, tell us, Sinead, what was Rio like? I mean, I've been watching it every day, various events. What was it like competing, being there?
Yeah, we'd heard so much bad press before we arrived out, you know, about how things weren't ready and there were problems with the infrastructure and then just the whole political scene out there, and then not to mention the dreaded Zika. But, no, it was actually really fabulous. The village, it would have been absolutely spectacular. Like, there were outdoor swimming pools, lovely water features, and it was laid out really nicely. You can tell that they finished it in a bit of a hurry. Like, we were lucky, though, that the Kiwi team were in the same building as us, and they arrived very early, so they managed to finish a few things. But one of the, like, Mahi Drysdale, the Olympic champion, was telling us they had a leak, and the plumbers came in, and instead of trying to fix it, they stuck buckets up in the ceiling and then plastered over it. You know, so they were under pressure for some things like that. But the village itself was amazing. The rowing venue was perfect. Of course, we had a lot of problem with the winds and stuff, and I've never seen people having to race in the conditions that they did. But when we actually came, we kind of like a little bit of rough water, so it didn't bother us too much. And when it came to the final, like, it was pretty fair conditions as well. The Brazilians were really friendly and really excited about us racing, and I know, like, they've, you know, money has been diverted into sport instead of into health and education and stuff, so you would expect them to feel a bit bitter towards us, but we didn't, like, you know, see any of that at all. It was an absolutely amazing country. And then as regards to the Zika, I don't think there was any problem with that at all. Like, I got one bite from a mosquito. A few people did get bitten throughout, but I didn't get a bite until yesterday, and I think I kind of slacked off a little bit on the the insect repellent when racing was over.
I bet you were well covered in it before, weren't you?
Yeah, but even like the golfers were there, and there was a really nice Irish team. Paul McGinley was leading it, and Seamus Power and Porrick Harrington, and you know, they really were enjoying the experience as well. It's very funny. The first day I bumped into Seamus, I was asking him if he had his insect repellent on, and he was like, no, he wasn't bothered about mosquitoes at all. So it was, we had a bit of a laugh with them, and the whole thing was amazing. We got to go to the, to see Usain Bolt in the 100 metre final. And the athletic stadium was pretty impressive as well. And it was really nice to soak up the whole Olympic atmosphere.
Well, I have to say, Sinead, that they had you with the medal in your hand before that race. You know that. They were saying, oh, she's holding back. She's ready for this final. There's definitely a medal. Did you believe, were you as confident as everybody at home, or did you think, nah, did you have to believe?
Yeah, we did believe we could have got a medal. We knew the field was very tight, and if we had made the final, which was probably the most difficult part really, because quite often in our events there's always, coming through the semi is really difficult and somebody always loses out. But yeah, I kind of think it had been a bit of a headwind all week, and that would probably have favoured us a little bit better. The conditions changed during our race, and it went from head to tail, and so that made it a little bit faster. Myself and Claire in particular is very tall with long levers, so she can kind of keep going forever. She might not be as punchy, and I'm somewhat like her in that we prefer the kind of long endurance race, but with the tailwind it was much shorter and it was over quicker. So I think we rode as well as we possibly could in a tailwind, but if it had been a headwind, you know, I really do think we could have got the medal. But we believe going out there like that we certainly could do something.
And how hard is it to watch afterwards? Is it hard to watch? And do you end up looking at it and thinking, oh, if I'd only done this or if I'd only done that?
I suppose that was my fear. Like we had Sunita, our single sculler on the team. Like, she is an absolutely amazing athlete, and I really believe she should have been in her final, but she didn't have her best race in the quarterfinal, and she didn't make the semi then. She was pushed out. She had a very, very difficult draw for the quarterfinal and missed out, but she had that regret of not racing the race properly, and that was my biggest fear going into the semi, that something like that would happen to us as well, that we would that we wouldn't row as well as we possibly could, and then you couldn't watch that race again ever. But I would have no problem actually watching our race, because I think we did do ourselves justice. We rowed as well as we possibly could, and I have no regret at all. I think it'd be fun to watch it actually. And even I haven't had a chance to see it yet, because they're very slow at putting up the race for the Olympics, I think to do with TV coverage and stuff. But I'd love to see how the race unfolded between the top three in our race. I think it was very exciting.
Yeah. How physically painful? I know a lot of it's mental and all of that and psychological, but how physically painful was that final for you? Or is the adrenaline, or is the semi harder physically? What feels the hardest, or how does it feel?
It's harder than any other sport really that I've done, in that you're starting off from stationary. You have to get the boat moving. The boat's 27 kilos plus the weight of myself and Claire and the oars and everything else in the boat. So you're talking kind of 150 kilos worth of weight that you're trying to get moving initially, and you want to get into the lead straight away. So you're going absolute max. It's like a maximum 100 meter sprint, you know, start off. And then, like, most people can stop after the maximum 100 meter sprint, but we have to keep going. So it kind of takes you a while then to kind of, you know, process that lactate and then keep going and trying to get into rhythm and stuff. But to be honest, when you're rowing well, the adrenaline is there and you don't really so much feel the pain. You're just thinking about moving up the field, rowing better each stroke. But when you finish, it just hits you. A massive wave comes over you, and like you can't move. Sometimes even your lips and everything feel like they've got lactate in them, and we say like you can feel it coming out your eyes. But it's absolutely immense, the pain at the end of it. But you do find if you're rowing well, you don't really notice the pain until it's over. But if you're not rowing in the rhythm and the boat isn't going well, then it can be the most awfully horrible, painful experience.
And obviously you've got a family, you're training to be a GP, you've a whole other life other than athletics, but you managed to balance them very well.
Yeah, I think, you know, people talk about the hard days being out in the wind and the cold in the winter, but to me the hardest part was really kind of trying to balancing everything and kind of making sure that the girls had as much time with me as possible, and then you're trying to do all your household stuff and all your, you know, trying to squeeze in a bit of work to get, you know, pay the bills and all that kind of stuff is really definitely the hardest. And I kind of feel proud that I did manage to juggle all of that as well as I did. The rowing kind of was the fun part, you know, when everything was organised and you could go and do your training. But I am looking forward now to getting back to normal family life. Like, we're moving back to Limerick next week. And, you know, with our friends and stuff and back into our own house and kind of just doing normal things like having pancakes on a Sunday morning instead of me going out training and stuff as a family. And, you know, it's just the basic normal things that you kind of miss that we've, especially over the summer, we haven't had a chance to do together.
Yeah, but it must be very hard to, not so much adjust because obviously you love being around your family, but this has to be quite addictive stuff.
Oh, it really is. And I do feel sorry for people that don't have something to kind of throw themselves into now. Like, especially rowing with Claire for the last 18 months has been an incredible experience for me. And we've become such friends. Like, she's 13 years younger, but you think we were nearly the same age. We got on so well. And, you know, I've been kind of staying with her 24/7 for the past 2 weeks and then on training camp before that. And it will be a major adjustment, like, not having that. And even the training and stuff, you know, it's a fantastic lifestyle, and I will definitely miss that. But at the same time, I've kind of missed being out of medicine and missed doing the family stuff too. So I'm kind of looking forward to that new challenge as well. You know, I'm not saying I'm retiring just now, but I've certainly for the next few months I want to kind of get back into doing the normal stuff.
And what is next for you, sports wise?
I don't know. I don't know. I made an agreement one night when we were out there after racing with Kira's boyfriend that I would do the Barcelona Ironman with him next September. But I don't know if that was after a few beers or what was fueling that conversation. But I'm sure I'll do something. I don't know. I probably will do some. Continue to do a little bit of rowing as well. And I'll just see, but nothing pressures. I'll just see for things. I'll keep myself fit and see what opportunities kind of present themselves.
And when are you coming up to Donegal then?
I hope to get up the weekend. I'm going back to Limerick now tonight, where the girls are, and then unfortunately Sam has to work the full weekend, so I might bring the girls up to Donegal, get them to, them being in Donegal for ages because of all the rowing, and that's been hard as well. You know, rowing is a 24, so you row every single day, there's no day off, so it was impossible to kind of get up to Donegal from Cork if you got a half day. So I can't wait to go home now and see everyone, and the girls are really looking forward to seeing Granny and Grandad in Hawthorn Heights.
I know, you poor Granny and Grandad, their carpets and everything, I don't know, because the whole town was in there, I think, in the house.
I couldn't believe it. Like, normally Mum likes a good bit of notice if she's having like even one or two guests. When I heard the whole town was going to Hawthorn Heights, I was like, oh my god, she must be freaking out. But she seemed so happy, like in the photos, and so relaxed, and really seemed to be enjoying the whole thing. So that was really special too.
Yeah, and all the cameras and TV cameras and everything in the house.
Yeah, and I think Mum was delighted to be doing she was in Highland Radio, and I think she was in Foyle Radio as well. But and Dad was on Today FM. Mum didn't recognise Today FM as being a big show, you know. he was on Anton Savage, and she was boasting to Deirdre, because, yeah, I got Highland Radio and Foyle Radio, like, you know. And Deirdre said, what about Dad? Did he not get something? And she's like, oh, he just got some old country station, I don't know. And so I just Anton Savage on Today FM. But they really enjoyed the whole experience of having RTÉ. And I think RTÉ, BBC and UTV and yourselves were in our house. Like, it was, it seemed so unbelievable, really.
Well, listen, it's all because
I missed it even.
I know. Well, you can watch it all. It's all because of you. Listen, congratulations to you, Sinead, and we look forward to seeing you, and thanks very much for coming on. Thanks.
Thanks a million, Sean, and I just can't say thank you enough to the people of Letterkenny over the years. There's just been so many people that have helped me. I suppose in particular Sean McFadden and Siobhan Bradley, who organised the whole thing, and have been supporting me the whole time. And like, there are so many others, but all my coaches and Swilly Seals and Athletics Club, and even Sure Connell Wheeler's the old such defunct now, but and you know, the local businesses that have supported me too in my quest, because it's been a long road and it's cost a lot, and people have been so generous. And I'm sorry I can't name you all, but thank you so much for everything people have done for me. And the Olympics lived up to absolutely everything I ever dreamed of. It was the most amazing experience.
Well, you gave us a lot of fun, and we missed a few heartbeats. Thanks very much for joining us, Sinead.
Thanks a million.
Take care.
Thank you, Tom.
Bye-bye. Travelling home, she's in Amsterdam Airport at the moment on her way back. Up in Donegal, hopefully, for the weekend. Her family will be over the moon to see her, I'm sure. 20 to 1 is the time on Highland.